This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
The landscape of farm labor is changing day by day. We get an update from Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. Now, Paul, we've talked about immigration reform in the past, but this is a little bit different. How is this affecting dairy operations across the nation currently?
Well, you know, I think for a long time here, when it comes to dairy, we've been making the argument to policymakers that dairy is unique in agriculture, right? It's a seven-day-a-week business. It's a year-round business. Cows require care all the time. Milk comes all the time. There's no season, right? And no matter what happens, dairy farmers do the best they can to offer competitive wages, high wages, prioritize local hiring. But we have a domestic labor shortage, and we have for a long time. So we really want to have that access to the H-2A visa program so that we can hire temporary workers on a year-round basis. Obviously, right now, there's been a lot of back and forth that's been very much in flux in recent few days as to what the enforcement policy ultimately may be or may not be. And our sense is that that may continue to develop. Obviously, what we do know is that the president has had some very positive comments just in the last week about the need to work on addressing ag's workforce needs. Secretary Brooke Rollins at USDA was asked about this last week when she was testifying at the House Agriculture Committee by Chairman Thompson and some other members, and she leaned in on the work that she and Labor Secretary Lori Chavez-Dreamer are doing to determine some solutions. And so I think there's still a lot of work being done, despite the back and forth on enforcement, pause, non-enforcement, whatever. I think there is going to be continued work here. Some of it maybe isn't in the all available for us to see yet, but I think there's a lot still going on. And we're really continuing to remind policymakers again of the unique aspects of the dairy business and the needs we have when it comes to being able to feed the country and provide everybody with nutritious, wholesome dairy. You know, we need to act quickly here. We need to find a solution that works for farmers and for rural communities.
And switching gears, in Washington, lawmakers discussing the dairy margin coverage program and perhaps extending that.
Yeah, so what the Senate Ag Committee has put forward includes quite a few of the same items from the House Ag Committee provisions, not identical, but when it comes to dairy margin coverage, actually the two are identical. It renews the program through the 2031 calendar year, and it continues the discount option too, and it makes a couple of other changes. One that we've been pushing is the production history boost to make that more current based on 2021, 2022, 2023. So, you know, we're hopeful that that goes through here. There's some other important items in the bill, too, around funding for dairy processing cost surveys and things like that. But we were excited to see the text come out from the Senate Ag Committee last week.
We had mentioned before that everything seems pretty fluid in Washington right now, including the Whole Milk for Healthy Kids Act. So, Paul, what's the latest in getting whole milk back in schools?
Yeah, so we've had good progress there. A couple weeks ago, the Senate Ag Committee passed the bill on a bipartisan voice vote, which was great. I think we are hopeful that we can get that bill through the Senate in the coming weeks. And then, you know, it comes over to the House, and the House can take it up and pass it and send it on to the president for signature. So don't know exactly which week that'll all happen, and it may take over a couple. But we're hopeful that we can get that done yet this summer.
Thanks, Paul. We will check in with you soon for more updates.
Too. Obviously, with immigration, there's, like you said, a lot of different moving parts right now, both administratively, and there's also legislative work being done. So we'll be watching and engaging actively in all of this and seeing how it shapes up.
From our nation's capital, that's Paul Bleiberg, Executive VP of Government Relations with the National Milk Producers Federation. Find more at nmpf.org. I'm Bill Baker, Dairy Radio Now.